Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/thinktank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes, and you're here for another weekly dose of 2 by Tuesday. Today's question is a question that I get a lot. I love when people ask me, like, how did you build a brand and build awareness and all that sort of stuff? And of course, I'm still a work in progress, but I do have some ideas that I could share and dissect on a 2x2 grid. Something that I talk about and share in this 2x2 episode is the concept of the booked out facilitator framework. There's three different elements: content, craft, connection. If you're curious, there's another C word. If you're curious about that, in the show notes for this is a link to a masterclass I did last year sharing how you can book repeatable workshops using the combination of all three. But today we're focusing on those two elements, craft and content. Hey, while you're here, I'd love if you're listening in Spotify to click the love heart button on the podcast. That means that shows some affection, it shows that people are listening. And if you're an Apple Podcast or any other app, just jump into the show notes. There's a link to review the podcast. Click subscribe. All that really helps, particularly when you're in that stage of starting up a new show. Thank you if you've reached out about the show. I guess I just love hearing your thoughts and ideas. And I hope you find this really useful if you are looking at building your brand, building your credibility, and building awareness of what you bring to the world. Enjoy. Today, we're tackling the question, how do you build awareness and credibility in what you are offering to the world? Awareness and credibility. It's a question I get asked an awful lot, particularly for people that are starting their business as consultants or facilitators, trainers. And I have a booked out facilitator framework where I include three different variables. That is your craft, how good are you at the thing, which I'll talk about in this example. Your content, which I'll also share in this example, is are you actually publishing? Are you speaking? Like, how often are you putting your thoughts out to the world? And the third is connection. So unpacking connection, that is all about the relationships that you have. Unpacking that today and just exploring those two, craft and connection. So let me outline them for you right now. We'll look at craft. And this is actually like, how good are you at doing the thing that you actually do? So if you deliver presentation skills training, how effective are you as a presentation skills trainer? Do you get excellent results from your clients? Do you have that presence yourself? There's two levels for this. So high, you're very good at your craft. And this is mapped on the y-axis, by the way, if you're listening to the podcast. Craft is you're exceptionally good at what you do. Doesn't matter what. So think about the field that you're in. What are you great at? And how would you rate yourself in terms of craft? And then, you know, you might just be starting in craft. And I'll give my example of first time facilitator in a moment. When I started in the business of facilitating workshops, you have to start somewhere. So high and low in terms of your craft, how effective are you, how ineffective along the y-axis. Next, I'm going to map the x-axis, which is horizontal, and that is your content strategy. So think about frequency and also quality of the information that you're putting out there related to your field. The example of presentation skills training. Are you writing articles about it? Are you writing your top 5 tips? Are you sharing videos? And are you getting that out as, and are you getting out to, and are you getting that out to the public square that Alan Weiss talks about? So are you putting those thoughts and ideas and your IP that's in your head out to the world? Another idea that I like thinking about is something that Jenny Blake talks about, which is public original thinking. Isn't that a great concept? It's what are you doing with the ideas? Are you publishing them in books? Are you putting them in video? Like, how are you getting the ideas out to the world? And there's people that do this tremendously, and we see them all the time. I think Gary Vaynerchuk, he just puts out content, and it's really good, really good content. And the frequency and the quality of it is outstanding, and the thoughts that he sort of captures is great. So content, we'll put on at the extreme here, you're getting out your public original thinking, doing it consistently, it's of really high quality and caliber. And then maybe you're keeping your thoughts private. So you might have some sensational ideas or inklings, but you haven't actually been, stepping into that zone of sharing them publicly with the world. So here we are, we've got craft and we've got content. Now let's map out our four elements as we do every week on 2x Tuesday. So we have our two axes, craft, and we have content. Let's look at the top right, which is where you're superb at doing the thing that you're meant to be doing. And with content, you're delivering it. You're getting your thoughts out to the world. I would call this prime time. This is where we all, if you want to build your awareness and credibility, you want to be in the prime time box. After I explain the four different quadrants, I'm actually going to give some strategies on what you should do when you're in each one of those. Let's go to, I always love going to the opposite of that. So bottom left, which is you're not getting content out to the world. And also you're starting the craft. You are at the sort of beginner stage, white belt level. Or you might not have even chosen what your craft is. And I've been in that situation many times. I'm going to call this sort of crossroads. We can also add the word in purgatory. This is a bit too strong. Liminal space, perhaps, that in between, right, is categorized fit for this area. Now let's move over to the top left where your craft, you're superb at doing the thing, but you're not really getting your thoughts and ideas and IP out to the world. I would actually call this is what Alan Weiss uses phrase as TLA, three-letter acronym in Vegas, BKS. You are the best kept secret. And oh my gosh, I know so many people who sit in this quadrant here who are just, you see them deliver their craft and you talk to them, you think, gosh, if only you could, you know, cross that threshold into getting your original public thinking out, you'd be in prime time in no time. And then the bottom right, I think it's a really bad rap, right? So this is when you're very good at getting your thoughts and ideas out. You might be attracting a bit of a following, but you're not very good at the craft of what you do. There might not be a lot of substance to the ideas that you're putting out there. You might be sort of referencing other people's ideas and not creating original thoughts. Now let's look at the bottom right. So this is where you're very good at getting ideas out to the world and communicating concepts, but you may not be so good at the craft. You might be lacking a bit of substance. I actually looked at I went onto Google and I looked up big hat, no cattle and synonyms for that. And there were so many, you know, that we call it, you know, hot air. There's sizzle, but no steak. So many derogatory terms related to this. But I honestly think if you're doing this well, kudos to you. Congratulations. I think you're onto a good thing. And what I also think is that our fear of being put into this bucket is what creates imposter syndrome, because we're constantly judging, well, is the substance I'm offering good enough? So that can hold a lot of people back. So please don't see this as something so negative. It's something you can all work on. We're all works in progress here. So here we go. We've got the four areas: prime time, onto a good thing, you're at the crossroads, there's liminal space, or you're the best kept secret. What can you do in each of these areas to improve your awareness and credibility? If you're in prime time, guess what? You can't just sit on your laurels and relax. You have to continue to innovate and rethink and rework. That's why you see your favorite authors bring out books like every couple of years, right? So you have to continue innovating. You must question yourself. You must see what's happening in the world and continue to bring out new content and continually refine your craft. Because if you sit here and relax, you're going to move into one of the other quadrants. If you're onto a good thing, I think just first of all would be the awareness piece. Like, okay, am I actually this poor at the craft? Is that true or not? And start seeking evidence to find out maybe where you are. Then be more open to opportunities to learn. So I think there's a growth mindset opportunity here. I think continue what you're doing, because if what you're saying is actually resonating with people in your audience, again, I think I want to give you a high five. Like it's not easy to do. It's really hard to attract attention. So continue on that. Now just be more open and start listening. Maybe look at what sources you're using for information and how then that can inspire your own work. I'm doing Two by Tuesday every week because it gives me a deadline to start creating new ideas, original concepts. So could you hack that for yourself? At the top left, we have the best kept secret. I think the answer is pretty much, it's very clear in front of us, is start creating content and start at a basic level, just publishing and sharing what you're doing. One thing you can do is share some of what you're working on behind the scenes. You can, if you're excellent at delivering your craft, what are you doing in your conversations with clients or when you're on workshops or stages or speaking or work or coaching? What are you sharing in those calls that makes you so effective? And just start sharing that and working in public and moving along that line of content. If you're at the bottom left, you're at a crossroads, there's liminal space. This is where I was at when I started my podcast First Time Facilitator. I was a newbie facilitator and I wanted to get better at the craft. So I actually rated myself very low on craft at that stage. And I had no content out there. So I used the process of creating content to improve at my craft. So that included interviewing people, creating the podcast, creating content around facilitation, which then, full circle, helped me become the facilitator that I am today. So I would use the process of getting better to market what you do as well. So there we go. How do you build your awareness and credibility? Let's look at two different axes: the craft of what you do, the content. Can you get better at what you do through having a growth mindset, getting awareness on where you are at and what you need to improve at your craft? And in terms of content, can you start channeling what you're thinking or using the process of getting better at the craft to share the content out wider? There are four different areas within this. We've got prime time, woohoo, or you're onto a good thing, which is where you're attracting an audience and attracting attention. Or you might be so focused on the craft where you're the best kept secret, or you may not even know where you want to improve. Either way, there's strategies for you to move along this quadrant and get better at building your awareness and credibility in the market. Thanks for listening. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.